Hello and welcome back to another episode of On a Related Note podcast. I'm Mecca.
And I'm Mia.
And today we're getting into it, okay? We're getting into the grade school shenanigans and stories and experiences. It's most likely going to be a two or maybe multi-part episode because, like, it was a big chunk of our lives because we're still fairly young. So there's just a lot to go over. So, yeah, anyway, our little tidbits to start. My sleep schedule has always been terrible. And it's not like I stay up till 4 a.m. and then I wake up at 1 p.m. It's not like that, but I always go to bed late for seemingly no reason. Like, there's really never a big reason that I need to be up as late as I am, but for some reason I just am like, 12 o'clock is too early to go to bed. So even if I have work at like 8 or 9 in the morning, I'll always end up going to bed way too late. So that's part of my struggle of not being a morning person, is because I kind of do it to myself. But it's like, if I get too much sleep, like if I get 8 hours, I'm sleepy and I struggle to wake up. If I get 3 hours, I'm sleepy and I struggle to wake up. So I really haven't found that window yet. But anyway, I say this to say the last maybe like 2 or 3 weeks have been extra challenging for some reason. Like, I've been like really sleeping through my alarms and just having a hard time getting up in the morning. So my grandmother has started to kind of be my alarm for me. She'll call me in the morning and make sure I'm up. And it has been very helpful. But at the same time, it should not have gotten to this point. But like, I'm very grateful for her, though. But in one of my old cell phones, I used to have, there was the alarm app had an option where you can make a puzzle or you have to solve a math problem in order to disable the alarm. And I really need that again. So I think I need to go find it, because my phone doesn't have that option right now. So I think I need to go find like an external, like a third party app or something. Cause, and then I also just need to start going to bed at a decent time and like training my body.
Find the source of the issue. I used to have an alarm app that was like that too. And I use that multiplication. I don't think I ever really did the puzzle. I think I was like, I'm going straight for hard mode. We're doing math. And that just made me angry in the morning. So I'm like, do I want to wake up groggy or do I want to wake up groggy and angry? So even though that's kind of the same thing, but yeah.
Well, I don't know. For me, when I'm sleepy, I'm just extra emotional, or I guess like sensitive. So I would
5 times 9 start crying.
Like, genuinely, I would just be like really upset. It would be a bad start to my day, but I mean,
it would wake me up though, because I would see like 8 times 7. Oh shoot! And because like the alarm just going and going, and I'm like, oh, and I would wake immediately. So it did the job, but I was also kind of mad.
Yeah, so I think I'm gonna have to start relying on that again as I try to adjust my sleep habits at the same time. So yeah, that's one thing. And then yesterday we were in Dollar Tree, and I was looking at the book section, because we did like how long ago was it where you got that one book? Like a month or two?
Yeah, like a month or two. We just discovered some nice finds in the book section of Dollar Tree, so I was like, let's keep an eye on that.
Yeah, so yesterday when we went over there to the book section, and this one caught my eye. I am not a murder mystery or, I mean, in the last episode we talked about how I don't really do horror that much. But I also really don't do like thriller books or murder mystery books.
It's more my thing.
Yeah. So, but this one caught my eye. It's called The Jigsaw Man by Nadine Matheson. And I was like, oh, okay. I wonder what this is. Then I read the back and I saw that the author is a English Black woman, and I was like, okay, shout out to you. So I got it just so I can see if it's any good. It might take me a while to get to it, because as much as I do like to read, I kind of got to be in the mood to do it. I've been reading John Moxley, he's a wrestler. I've been reading his autobiography like since the spring, and I haven't touched it in like 3 months maybe, but it's just I haven't been in the mood to read. So, yeah, whenever I get to that, I will. But the only other book like that I've ever read, like this Jigsaw Man book, is The Colorado Kid. I think, who is that? I think it's Stephen King. I don't know. But there's a TV show called Haven that's based off of The Colorado Kid book. And I love Haven so much. So I think my aunt had The Colorado Kid, and I was like, oh, give me that. I want to read it. So that's the only other, like, mystery book of this sort that I've read. But anyway, those are my little stories. What you got?
My one little story is, I don't remember which episode it is at this point because I never do, but we mentioned how there is another release of an Ace Attorney game that was coming up in September, and we were super excited for it, and we already had it last episode, we just forgot to mention, but Ace Attorney Investigations is now in our possession, and I'm so excited. We've played a little bit. We finished the first turnabout, as they call each case. And the second one, I'm just like, I personally have never heard of a plane that has more than one story. So that was what they threw in our faces. And I'm like,
it's like a triple decker plane.
What mansion are they on in this case? And then I saw clouds out the window and I'm like, oh, we're flying. Oh, all right. So yeah, this game is interesting. But you know, we literally did two podcast episodes on Ace Attorney. So whatever happens to me is going to be, whatever happens in the game is going to be interesting to me.
Yeah, no, we're in it for the long haul. We're already seven games in. This is the seventh game for us. So
technically ninth, because you have the main six and then the Chronicles are two games.
Oh, right, two. Okay.
Yeah, yes. We didn't play any of the side games that are like collapsed with stuff. So this would be our ninth game.
Yeah, so if that's not long haul, I don't know what it is. We're going to eat it up.
And my fidget friend for today is this rubber lizard that kind of ties into our topic, because I've had this forever. I truly don't even remember when I got it. It's just always been in my memory. And I have about three or four other ones that I may introduce in the next few episodes just because. But her name is just simply Liz because she was the first one. And after that, I named all of them after something to do with the word lizard. So she's just Liz.
So creative.
Yeah, I know. I was like, oh my God, they're family. They're all going to be named though. Liz. She is beat down though. Like, she looks she's
beautifully aged.
Yeah. Yeah. I will be doing this off frame probably the entire episode.
Yeah. So, like you said, it ties into today's topic, which is, well, I already said it. Yeah, we're talking about school stuff.
Because why not? It occupies too much of my mental space.
Yeah,
and also, dreams and waking life. I just graduated college, so
yeah. Well, happy episode 10 to us too. Now that I think about it, I have a friend who told me that podcasts don't normally last past 10 episodes. Right? That's what
I think. Yeah.
Yeah. So here we are at 10. If you have been listening up to this point, thank you very much. We're having fun doing this. And yeah, so school stuff. How do we even begin?
We made a list of just brain dumping random memories we could think of through elementary, middle, high school. And I'm still just like, there's so much I could talk about.
I guess we can start at the beginning and then take it from there.
It started when I was born.
So I didn't go to pre-K, but she did.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, there was this program that was like, it was essentially daycare, I guess, but it was like pre-preschool or something. And I went there and they just teach you basic stuff. I don't even know what they taught. It was like way too long ago. I don't know if they taught you like ABCs, 1, 2, 3s, but they gave you like enriching activities and stuff. Like you learned how things worked. If you were training your motor skills and stuff. They even had like, we brushed our teeth there after lunch and stuff like that. They teach you how to brush your teeth. And I think it was like only a half day program. But anyway, I was a menace there. I used to like sass back at the teachers. I called this one teacher an old lady when she told me to take a nap. I was like, I have a bed at home. And like, I was just, I don't know. I was just rude as a kid, I guess.
Not or
I was just, I was just mouthy for whatever reason. But they were cool people. And the thing that I remember out of there, besides like, you know those kaleidoscope tubes with the like, beads or something inside. Mm. I remember playing with those first, so that's just a random memory. And then also one of my best friends as a child, I met her there. So good stuff came out of it. But
well, I also went to this like daycare-esque program, plus pre-K, And my one and only memory of this place, for some reason, I feel like I remember vaguely what the layout of the room looked like, which I don't know. I think I'm making that up because I don't
know. I remember the layout of mine. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, okay. Well, I was like, I don't know why like 4 or 5 year old me would just remember this, or are we even younger in that program? But
it says birth to age 5. I'm looking it up okay. right now. It's the Head Start program, yeah. by the way.
My only memory is plain dress up. And there was this like big trifold, or maybe it was like a 4-paneled closet thing that you could open, and it had a bunch of little children's costumes in it, which probably wasn't very sanitary. I hope they cleaned them often. But I remember like putting on this like frilly dress costume, probably like a princess gown, and playing dress up with whomever friends I had in that program. That's my only memory is opening the closet, and it's just an array of clothes. And I feel like that was a real, I don't think I'm making that up.
I don't know. I mean, I don't remember that's just very really well, vivid but
for some reason.
I mean, pretend play is good for young children's brains. Mm-hmm. So they probably did have that.
And I don't remember too much from pre-K except for how ginormous the building seemed to me. Like my only real memory from there is walking down the hallway, and I couldn't have been alone because we're babies, but I only remember me being there. So maybe it was just so like such an impact that there was no one else in this room except for me. But I was walking down the halls and like looking up, and the ceilings just seemed impossibly large. Like it was giving Gothic cathedral like interior, and it's just so many really tall vertical pillars and archways. But there was no archways in this school. But I was like, oh my God, I'm getting swallowed up by the building. Like it's so big. And that was probably just because I was like 3 feet tall and the walls were just a lot bigger than me. I have a photo actually from my graduation. I think it was pre-K. I don't think it was Head Start.
No, you don't graduate from there, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I think you just go in and leave. That if it is in fact from pre-K, I'll put it on the screen, but it was like baby me and I guess a teacher. And I swear there was a ghost in the background of that photo, but
I remember this.
Yes, I'm like, I'm staring in the back corner like, is that a real woman or not? Because she seems like the wall can be visible through her, but I don't know. And then kindergarten was after that for both of us, right? Like mm-hmm. you just went.
I went straight from Head Start to kindergarten.
Okay. Well, I don't know why I went to all three.
I would say maybe, I don't know, because our birthdays are really close apart, so it can't be like the age thing, like if you're born in September.
Maybe my Head Start memories was in fact just pre-K, but I can't.
I don't know.
I will have to ask my parents for clarification. My earliest kindergarten memory is sitting on the like round rug where it's letters on the outside and it has like a little graphic sometimes. And they'd be like, okay, kids, let's sit down and like read a book, or let's sit down and do a lesson. And you all sit on this round rug with the teacher in the middle. And we were supposed to, you know, calmly sit down. But there was a kid who was very angry and grabbed the chair and threw the chair across the room. And I was like,
oh, my gosh,
you know, this person. I will not say the name, but
anger issues from a young age.
Well, this person is a lot better in life now. Like he has made himself into a great man, and you know he's better now.
Is he somebody's brother?
Yes.
Okay, I know who you're talking about.
And I'm proud of him. Like just seeing him on like social media, I'm like, wow, my first memory of kindergarten involved you throwing the chair. And I don't know if he will remember that, but I was terrified, like shaking on my, I probably sat on the my letter L, and I'm just like, I'm gonna die. But yeah, what about?
I don't remember there being that kind of rug. The rug I remember is the one with like the town on it, and you can like, mm-hmm. it has rows and stuff. I think we had that in my kindergarten class.
That makes sense. I feel like ours have the alphabet. Yeah, I don't think I'm making that up because I remember specifically going to one of the circles on the edge of the rug. Like, this is my spot.
Man, my only kindergarten memory really is reading Junie B. Jones, because we had like a short bookshelf in the room. Mm-hmm. And it was also kind of used as a divider because our elementary, for some reason, there weren't real walls between things. It was kind of just like dividers. Mm-hmm. So within that kindergarten classroom, like the whole thing was just really kind of open floor plan. So you had to, like, there were some fairly permanent walls, but a lot of the things were just dividers. So okay. The bookshelf, one
was
of the
post or pre because your there was an arrangement that was different for me than it was for you, like the outside classrooms. Was this one of
those? Oh, no, no, no. This was indoors. Inside?
Okay, it was yeah, indoors. Then it was, I think it's pretty much the same for me. There was like one or two major walls, and then
yeah,
the classrooms were just open.
Yeah, but speaking of that, let me finish my thought on the one thing. So yeah, we had a bookshelf in the class, and I just remember reading Junie B. Jones back then, or being, it was read to me, because I don't know what my reading level was back then, but Junie B. Jones is for, like, children, like, young children. So that's, like, really my main memory of kindergarten. But I do remember my teacher, I remember her name and everything, and I literally have seen her this year. In a Food Lion, and then last year did she come to no, some years back when I used to work at an Office Max, she came in one year, and I kicked myself for not being like, hey, are you this person? Oh, you might not remember me, but I was in your kindergarten class a long time ago. Like, I really wish I would have said something. Just like another I don't know what, he might have been our guidance counselor or something, but there was a guy in our elementary school years later when I was in college. I saw him on my college campus and was like, no way, that's him. And I also kicked myself for never going up to him and doing the same thing, because it would have been so cool after all those years to be like,
yeah, he was the GOAT.
and I feel like, so I have a problem feeling like I'm not memorable, not in like a existential way or like a depressing way, but I just feel like you meet so many people all the time. Why should I think that you remember me from 13 years ago when I haven't seen you since then? So I don't even bother sometimes like going up to people and be like, do you remember me? Because it's just awkward for me. But I really wish I would have said something to him, because that would have really been a cool catch up. But anyway. but yeah. Should we get on the things that he's done since we're talking about him?
Sure. I did type like two things that related to him. So skipping ahead from kindergarten in first grade to fifth grade for me, there was this program that I think the year I joined was their like pilot year, called Girls on a Run. And I feel like it's like a national thing. I'm not sure if it's an international thing, but it's like across the country. And they just started this in my school for that first year. And he was like, I'm going to say his actual position was guidance counselor, but he would just go classroom by classroom sometimes with like the rolling TV cart, if y'all remember that.
Oh my gosh, he did that?
Yes, like yeah. There would probably be communication between him and the teachers already, but sometimes they wouldn't tell us like, oh, he's coming in today. So we would just be doing an assignment or just finishing up an assignment, and he'll doom, 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 and then open the door with his TV cart. And I'm like, oh my God. And he would play whatever. But like Bill Nye or something like that. But he, for whatever reason, came to me and like several of the girls and was like, are you interested in joining this program where you run around? And I'm like, okay, sure. And they're like, empowering young girls. And like, that was like the point, like getting young girls active, supporting girlhood, like that type of thing. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, that sounds all cute. So, you know, why not? And I joined with my friend, and I was there because of the running, and mostly because of the running. And it was really funny because my friend was like, I'm just here for the snacks they give us after. And I'm like, that's so real though.
Girl, you could go to Dollar Tree and get some snacks. You going to run for some snacks?
It's free.
That's funny.
But because we were both kind of like that, we really don't want to play your sport or whatever. But if it wasn't a sport involved, I didn't mind it. It was actually kind of fun. So I was like partially athletic. So I was like, why not? And I joined it, and it was really fun. We would have these 5Ks that they would sign us up for at the end of whatever semester that we were doing it. So I basically did it. Did they call it semester?
I don't think so.
They did. And I'm thinking like, yeah, school year, but I'm splitting it from like the September to December. And then, yeah. So, because there was two separate like Girls on a Run sessions for each of that.
Okay.
And I did it for both fifth grade sessions and then like both sixth grade sessions. And after the 5Ks, they would give you a little certificate with like Girls on a Run and then your time that you did for running. And I was like, I'm a runner. I'm a track star. Like, because I joined track and middle school after that because of Girls on a Run. They would give us snacks though. And it was usually a mixed bag that they would prepare of Goldfish and M&Ms. And somehow that slapped. Like,
I guess just, like, salty chocolate is a combo, but that's
yeah. I was like, no, it was amazing, especially the reward after you ran around the school X number of times and you're probably hot and tired and you're like, I want to go home, go to bed, you know, play my game. And you come back in the gym and they're like, we have your snacks, guys. And I'm like, all is right in the world. Oh, and we got little trinkets. I should have grabbed one of them because I think I still have them. Like, they gave us shoelaces, like this bracelet that one of the female coaches made. Like, everybody, it was so aww, sweet. She was so sweet. And I cannot remember her name. I'm so sad. I probably could if I sat and thought about it long enough. But she individually, she wasn't there for that long either. So I'm like, wow, you kind of popped in and out, but you made such an
impact
to make these cute little bracelets that was like a good luck charm type of thing. And I'm like,
oh, that's so cute.
You are a real one, ma'am. Thank you. But yeah, he was like in charge of that program too, and also was a runner, and he did all the 5Ks with us, and it was great. And he wasn't really young either. I don't know how old he was.
Yeah, this dude has been like middle age forever.
He's immortal. Like, if there was a vampire amongst us, it's him. Because I was going to ask you, like, does he look any different?
When I saw him in college, he looked the same. He was so recognizable. Like, I guess it's because he's, I mean, if he was running back then, he had, like, people running, then he
probably still does.
Lives an active lifestyle and stuff. So, like, he's aging well.
He just never seemed tired to me.
Yeah. He looked the exact same.
He was like, great for our school later. Too. Like, hope he's thriving right now.
Yeah. So for my experience with him, he brought Girls on the Run to you.
Mm-hmm.
He started a book club when I was in like fourth grade.
Oh,
nice. Out of kids who, I don't know like how he knew who to look for. I don't know if he was like catching everybody's AR reader scores or whatever. But he started a book club, and I think he let us. We did have a book that we were reading and we would like meet up and talk about it, but he also would let us take a book home like every meeting or something like that. Or when we would finish our book, he would just let us pick a free book.
Was it a room that had like one wall that was just bookshelf?
Maybe. I don't know. It was a small room. Like, it felt like a closet.
It wasn't that big, but it had like a table in the middle. And then like on the opposite wall from the door was like a floor to ceiling bookshelf.
I really don't remember. Because
I swear I was in that same room. But
the book club did not last long at all. Dang. I'm pretty sure it didn't last very long.
We didn't have that when I was there.
I don't think it lasted.
He let me in that room though. And we also took a book. And he was like, take whatever you want. And I brought home Roots.
I don't know what books I ever got from there, but I just know that was cool. Like, he was a pioneer, man. He was trying to make stuff happen for the kids, and I will always appreciate him for that because he was a cool dude.
Cornerstone in that
school. He was also just such a, like, quirky, even his name, like, I'm not going to, like, say his name, but even his name was something. Like, he was just a character from head to toe, his name, everything. So he was, like, it's like, would you compare him to Miss Frizzle?
Kind of, in terms of, Miss Frizzle was never really, I was about to say Miss Frizzle was never frazzled, but when like things went wrong, she wasn't ever like panicky or whatever. Like, she was just like, oh, let's just do this. And then everyone's like, she's like calm, cool, collected. I feel like that was him.
Yeah,
like,
he definitely was.
I never really seen another side of him, but happy and positive.
Yeah, same. I never even remember him getting like upset at somebody or whatever, but I'm sure he had a discipline.
Like, he's human. Well, is he?
Oh, Lord. I'm so tempted to like see if he still works at my college, and I feel like he was probably some kind of adjunct person. I don't think he was like on the staff anywhere, but I'm gonna see if I can find his email. I just might try to email him and be like, I don't know. I probably won't, but it would be cool. But also something that happened when I was in fourth grade. I had I don't know what she taught. Because did we switch around classes yet when we were in?
I did when we went upstairs. But I don't know. You were 4 years ahead.
The fourth grade was upstairs. I don't think they like had us moving around until we were in sixth grade.
Yeah.
So, all right, I'm going to say she was just the main teacher. She taught all the subjects. It was this lady from New York. She had that New York accent. She was mad cool. I don't remember what the reasoning was, what the club was, but she started some kind of thing, and it was before school starts, so it was like extra early in the morning, mm-hmm. and I just have this memory of her picking me up from my apartment extra early, us going to school. I feel like it was like science related, like it was some kind of science club. I don't know, but I just have this distinct memory of her picking me up for that.
In elementary school? Probably early? That's crazy.
Yeah.
That sounds like a high school type thing. Like, you really want to be about it. Like, we're doing this before class. Like, can we get some sleep? We're like eight.
But, I mean, yeah, at eight, you're sleeping at 9 p.m. anyway. So,
you need a lot of sleep.
I don't know.
The doctor said.
That was a thing. I don't remember what it was for. I just remember going there.
That's wild.
And that was also something that I don't think lasted that long. Like, it didn't, like, last the whole school year or something. So, I was a part of a couple trial and error type clubs, and she was mad cool though.
I hope Girls Run still running because that was really good. It gave me a reason to not stay. Well, I mean, I was outside playing at home anyway, but it gave me reason to be extra active and not just like, well, let me kick a ball outside for 10 minutes and then call it quits.
Me now. I could keep going, but I want you to butt in.
I feel like this might just be an elementary school episode because I have a lot of elementary stories.
Same.
I have on under my earliest memory bullet, first time getting in trouble as a goody two shoes, because I was born scared to get in trouble. And like nothing, I don't think anything happened in my childhood for me to just have like a precedent of, oh, if you do this, this is going to happen to you. So I was just scared of authority and like of disappointing the teachers or like doing something to get called out for. So I was always the quiet, do my work, just sit there, unproblematic kid. And I think it was first grade, I was helping another student take these tickets that we had, these little index cards that had our student ID on it. And that was what we would use to get our lunch. And even though I never really ate school lunch after like kindergarten or first grade, but since I was the quiet, unproblematic child, she was like, you go help such and such to bring this basket of tickets so that the cafeteria ladies can have it. And I'm like, okay. So we're down the hall walking. We get in the cafeteria, turn in the basket. We're going back. The girl, who I do not remember you, but I still hold this grudge against you to this day, was Yikes. Like, let's run back. And me being the stickler to rules, I'm like, we're not allowed to run in the halls. We can't do that. We're going to get in trouble. She was like, so nobody around here. And I mean, it was true. There was no other people there. But I was like, but this will be the moment they manifest. So I was like, no, let's not do it. She starts running anyway. Me panicking, thinking, oh my God, I can't be in a hall by myself. Starts to like jog after her, being like, wait, stop. Tell me why I'm the one who gets seen by a teacher and not her. And I'm like,
she had that much of a head start or whatever?
I guess. Or she ducked behind a wall. Like she passed a wall before I could or something. And the teacher only saw me.
Bro,
and
did you cry?
I think I was very close to crying. I'm not sure if I actually cried. But it was so traumatic for me because instead of just being like, ooh, who's your teacher? Let me take you back to class and like complaining or something. They took me to the office. Like where, you know, the bad kids go. And they were like, you sit here and wait for the principal because she's like finishing up a meeting. And I'm like, are you serious?
How does running get you sent straight to the principal?
It's literally the least offensive thing someone could do. Like as a kid in school is like running down a hall. Like you're acting like I destroyed your public property. I spat in your face. Like I bit your arm. Like no.
Hit another student.
I was fighting. Like I wasn't even full speed ahead running. I was like faster than briskly walking and I got caught and they made me sit in the office waiting for the principal. The principal came out because I was like a quiet kid. I guess they were like, who are you? Like, why are you in here? And I was like, oh, running. And the principal herself escorted me to my class. Mind you, the student was back and sitting in her seat and I was like, I hate you. Probably my earliest interaction with hate because I just wanted to get through the class and go home. But she took me back to class and was talking to my teacher one-on-one and I just slowly walked back to my table with my friends and not the girl who ran, but it was another friend. I just looked at her and I'm like, like I'm a different woman today. Like I can't,
I've been in the pen.
Yeah it's a serve time. Like I felt so embarrassed because everyone was just looking at me and I'm like, I don't get in trouble, like this isn't me. That was my first time and probably pretty much the only other time in elementary I really got, because I didn't do anything to get in trouble except I don't know, talk and a teacher be like, shut up. I didn't even really do that a lot until like fifth grade, but I was traumatized and I just did not do anything ever.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that scared me so. I was so mad. And I don't know if I held a grudge, like consciously held a grudge back then. I maybe was just embarrassed that being stared at and just moved on with my life. But thinking back, I'm like, no, you deserve to hold a grudge because she got you in trouble, yo.
That's crazy. And I bet she ain't never say nothing to you after that. Yeah, she probably act like it didn't happen. Ooh, what happened?
I was probably glaring at her from across the classroom like, you'll have your day.
Oh my gosh.
Oh. And you know, that is so, what's the word? Like, uneventful compared to other students, because I
just, like you just said, you weren't
exactly
a bad kid.
Like, I did not do anything to get in trouble. So to me, that's still a very clear memory because I just knew I'm getting expelled. They called my mom, like something's going to happen.
See, that was my thing. I got in trouble for being a big mouth. Like I talked I talked so much in class, and I was the gifted kid or whatever. Like work came easy to me.
Yeah, that's
the
next bullet.
I used to finish my work early all the time, or just things weren't challenging to me. So I had plenty of free time, and with that free time, I just yapped all the time. And I had friends, so like I was talking to my friends all the time, but teachers would get so sick of me. Like I was a good kid other than that, so it was just like, Lameka's the blabbermouth.
We gotta muzzle her.
Yeah, so actually, no.
No, but anyway, they were probably thinking it. Like
you said, fifth grade was like when you what? Started getting in trouble for talking?
I didn't really get in trouble. We had the same teacher for fifth grade, and I don't know if it was just like that's her sister, let me keep an eye on her type of thing, or if I just genuinely was surrounded by people who just like to talk, so it made me talk more, and she would always be looking from the front of the room, and I'm like,
It stands out for me that fifth grade was also the time that I was really getting in trouble for talking, but I mean, I was talking all the time, like all grades, I was a blabbermouth. So in fifth grade, I think it was just that I wasn't the main one. Everybody was talking. But in fifth grade, it was me and my table.
Exactly.
We were always the ones talking. And it was never like, we didn't get in big trouble behind it. But when the rest of the class would be talking, we would all get put on silent lunch. And after that, after the you're on silent lunch, we shut up. But other people wouldn't. So we would just be getting time piled onto you have silent lunch. Now it's going to be silent lunch all week. Now it's going to be silent lunch plus this.
Your
like,
sentence changed.
She tried so hard to punish us, but they didn't give an F, bro. Like
a flying hoot.
And she was honestly one of my favorite teachers ever throughout all 12 years of school. So I just feel bad that we did her like that. But boy, we got on her nerves. But what was I... Yeah, no, I think that's what I was going to say.
Speaking of silent lunch, I also made a note of silent lunch because it was also in her class, like mainly in her class, but fourth and fifth grade probably was the most that my class ever had been punished for silent lunch. And for the most part, we followed the rules. Like we didn't really talk enough to make her be like, oh, you're getting another week of silent lunch. But my friend group, we came up with like a little game or a series of games probably, but so we could still kind of talk and interact with each other. It was usually my notebook that I would bring where we would like pass it down the line and do those type of one word stories. So like you say a word and then the next person say a word and then you pass it and another person say a word. So we did that and I found the notebook because I just remembered they were nonsensical and or just very funny. And it is in fact quite random. So I'm going to read one because I think I only have two in here. And I know I have another one that exists, but I don't know where it is. But I think the rule was we could write like 2 to 3 words at once or something. Mm-hmm. So it can just go by a little quicker because lunch wasn't forever. So one of them, we wrote, fat people die when in garages and they rot apples, period. Birds can scream very, very loud. Eating mold, they don't like it, except with pepperoni, jello, and meat are orange.
Ew, what
the? This is like the longest run-on sentence on planet Earth, because it says, eating mold, they don't like it, except with pepperoni, jello, and meat are orange with oranges and a raccoon with glasses and bandages. People fall down while farting. To make tomato squeezing out pea and bananas with salad. Tangerines are green and carrots are purple. Chairs are so overrated. So we use radios to sit on and bowling balls to listen to. And bacon tastes like oranges.
What were y'all on? What drugs were y'all on?
School cafeteria food.
Oh, what? Yeah, in the bro. World?
That was random. There's another one. Oranges are very tasty. We were just hyper fixated on oranges.
Maybe y'all had an orange every day.
We probably had orange every day. I like lemonade with turkey milk. Cinnamon makes me angry.
Y'all predicted the cinnamon challenge.
That literally happened like a year or two after, too. I have a name of one of my friends at the time. Sucks the life out of oranges. I get a Pop-Tart and throw it out the window through the glass. Bowling balls are stylish.
Bowling balls again?
Maybe this was within the same week or day. Salads cry because not many Americans eat them.
That's the most, actually, that's the most coherent thought.
Bread tastes like honey buns. And that's it. See, I read the first one through before this podcast. I didn't really read the second one, except I saw something about turkey milk and I was like, no, I gotta read it.
Bro, but I kind of wish I had that thing saved that I showed you from somebody's text message. It was like, it looked like that. I'm gonna put it on the screen.
Salads cry because not many Americans eat them is the funniest thing I could have ever said.
Goodness gracious.
And this was like fourth, fifth grade. I can't remember which, but that was a great time. Silent lunch actually was pretty fun for these types of games.
No, man, we would be on silent lunch and get silent lunch again because we were talking. So we were literally on silent lunch for like half the year. Like, I'm not exaggerating.
She mostly just, if we were already in silent lunch and then somebody kept talking, she'd be like, y'all not having recess. Like, she would take away recess. And I don't really remember silent lunches being piled on too much. Maybe she just gave up and was like, well, y'all clearly don't care, so I'm just going to not let you go outside. And we're like, oh.
We might have got a few of them. I don't know. I just know we had silent lunch for like half the year. I have a friend. That is so funny. To this day, we're still buddies. We don't talk that often, but she was one of my squad members in that class. I'm going to message her after this and ask, like, do you remember having silent lunch for half the year in her class? Because I do. But also in her class, so again, this is a statewide thing, SOLs. What is it? Standards of learning, mm-hmm. Standardized testing. Actually, no, the whole nation has standardized testing.
Yeah.
But anyway, the SOLs, a perfect score is a 600. And in the fifth grade, I think I got a 600 on the writing SOL.
I think I did too.
And I don't know if it's because our school district was just kind of like, we weren't high performing. They would definitely celebrate people who
they're like, finally.
Yeah, so I got like, don't ask me why $18 is standing out. Maybe it was $20, but I got money from the principal.
What?
Yes, like everybody who made a 600, because there wasn't
maybe
many
of
there
weren't too. I don't remember.
There weren't many of us, but whoever made a 600, they gave us money. And like I don't think they gave us a certificate or anything. I probably still have it.
I
don't remember.
Take the money.
Well, they only gave us both, but yeah, they gave us money. So I was feeling myself. I think I was the only person in my class who got one on, at least on the writing. But yeah, I really wish I could remember, but like my memory is so bad. This would be such a better episode if I could remember more
this
things.
This is why we had to like brain dump stuff before, because if I was just sitting here, I think I would have just rambled and then been like, ooh. Did I go to elementary school? Like,
you know what I think it was? Maybe I got a 600 on all my SOLs that year, and they gave us $6, six for 600. They gave us $6 for every one, and that's where 18 is coming from. But I could very well be making that up. I don't know, man. That was the same year I had surgery on my knee, so I was like out of school for a little bit.
Wow, your combat era.
Yeah.
All you had time to do was study.
I guess. Sit on the couch with a book in my hand or something. I don't know. But yeah. That's something I remember.
Jumping up to sixth grade, because I have a little prop on my table that relates to this. So I don't know how many school districts like normally don't have sixth grade in their elementary school, because I noticed that it is either there or not there, and ours just decided to have it in elementary. And because of that, they were like, we're going to do a little prom for y'all because, I don't know, they wanted to. And I just thought, this is weird because I only hear prom in relation to like high school movies and stuff. But I was like, okay, let's go with it. And they had me on like basically the preparation team because I liked art and I don't really remember too many instances where I could showcase that I liked slash was good at art in elementary because I mostly just doodle at my desk. But somehow the art teacher just perceived my future or something because she just knew. She was like, you have an artist's soul. I know it. So I think it was her who recommended me to be on the team to help paint like the backdrops for the photo area and to help like design the theme, which ended up being like Hollywood red carpet. So we had this little superlative voting system amongst the student body, and there was several different titles, and you were like, who in the school or in your grade do you think best fits this? I was ended up voted most intelligent, and they gave each student who won something a backstage pass, and the necklace part says VIP, and on the back it has what you were voted for. And I was like,
that's crazy.
Oh my God. Oh, it's so cute. It's yellowed from being probably near the window.
Were you valedictorian?
I was also valedictorian elementary.
So they were right.
Because I didn't expect it. I was like, guys, I don't feel that smart, but okay. But that prom was actually really fun. My high school senior year lined up with 2020 COVID. So I didn't have a high school prom. We had a middle school prom, but my favorite prom was the elementary prom.
That's wild.
You know, it's probably really crazy to say, but, and I don't know if it was because I had a part in help designing it or if it was just genuinely just a better experience. Like we all actually danced as like a group. In middle school, they did that too, but I wasn't too, I was like, I'm going to stay in my table with my friends. But in elementary, we did like different shuffles and sides together. They played the music. We all lined up. Half the student body over here. And I'm like, this is great. And everything was set up. It was so cute. It literally was a red carpet. You could walk up and then pose behind the thing that we painted. And the painting in front of the backdrop. And the time painting that backdrop was interesting. Because they basically just let us get out of class. It was towards the end of the year. They were like, not doing much anyway. So we'd just be there in the library, cleared out the tables. And we'd just be painting. And I have a specific memory of me and a large group of people, whether they were a part of the prep team or not, because I don't remember. They might have just been skipping class or something. But we had this really large Uno game where everybody, I think we planned it ahead of time because I brought one of my Uno decks and we finished the painting or like was drawing or something. And we went all the way in the back of an aisle of books and was like hunched over playing like a 10-person game of Uno. And that was like, that's probably one of my favorite elementary memories because it was just wholesome. Like there was, somehow we got away with it. Maybe it was lunch period. I don't remember. But for whatever reason, a librarian never really said anything to us. And maybe she was just like, they're just having harmless fun.
Yeah, maybe y'all weren't being loud or something.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we probably were a little bit, but it was fun. I don't think I won, but I think I lasted a bit. Because I remember I was playing for a while. The group's getting smaller and smaller. So that it was like, so
funny.
It kind of turned out to be like a tournament. Like whoever lost, you know, you dropped out the ranks, but we keep playing and then keep playing until it's like two people left. So that was fire. I think that was the only memory like that I had where it was a group of people playing a game besides like high school.
I don't know if I have any memories like that. I'm sure there have been group games of whatever, but I don't remember anything like that.
I think we were definitely sneaking around though, because I feel like there was a reason why we were all the way in the back of the aisle and playing this game of Uno, like aggressive game of Uno, but like silently.
Maybe if they saw y'all, like if y'all were out in the open, they would have been like, all right, now go back to class. But if y'all were in the back, they would be like turning a blind eye.
We're doing prom prep, actually.
What does Uno have to do with?
We're taking a break.
Speaking of the library, though, are you finished?
Yeah.
Speaking of the library, it's like slowly coming back to me how it was laid out when I was there. I don't know if it was the same for you, but man, I have a few memories tied to the library. One of them was every year on Dr. Seuss Day. The librarian would like, I think you go by class or something. I don't know if they like group the classes together, but she would read a Dr. Seuss book, but they would make us green eggs and ham out of Jell-O. So they would have like an egg shaped Jell-O mold or whatever. And then they would slice up stuff to make it look like ham, and it would just be a snack, and they would read us Dr. Seuss stuff, and that was really fun. And then also Scholastic book fairs. Oh my gosh. I wish they had one for adults, but that's really just like a vendor market, I guess. But Scholastic book fairs, nothing like it, man.
I have a book to this day from the book fair that was like a how to raise a puppy type book, like how to train your dog. Like, I think they gave a little spiel about different types of dog breeds or something, but that book.
Is it like a super thin book? Oh, or is it
like, it's, oh, okay, it's like okay. This and it's light blue.
Did our grandma borrow it when she got?
So our grandmother, our maternal grandmother got a dog 1 year when we were young, and I was like, oh, I have just the thing. And one time we went over to her house, I brought that book, and I was like, I'm a trained professional, like, because I read this book on how to train your dog.
It didn't work at all.
Did not, because I remember I tried one trick that they said to put like a treat in the towel and then roll the towel up to like help them, I don't know, with moving, because he was small, so he was like,
train his motor skills.
Yeah, motor skills, and he did not care. I was like, I give up. I think I ended up just unrolling the towel and be like, there you go, bro. Hey,
book fairs were fun though.
They were.
And then, oh my gosh, now that I think about it, it wasn't a book fair, but there was some kind of like thing that they would have right like in November or something, right around the holidays, where you could buy gifts for your family or whatever. And it's funny because I'm pretty sure you had to get the money from your parents, but they would give you like $20 and then you can pick out gifts for different people. And it was like little things like a snow globe or like a keychain. I only remember this, like, I don't think they did it every year I was in elementary school, but that just came back to me too. They did that. And so the book fair was in the library, but that little thing, it would always be in the cafeteria. Like, you could do it during your lunch break. You could go buy stuff. And then last related thing to that is our school had...
I was literally about to bring that up. Are you going to say the name or no?
Because
I was thinking, do I say the name or no?
Nah, probably not. We want to dox ourselves.
Yeah.
So we had this currency. It was literally... they made the template on Microsoft Word and just printed out little ticket shaped little things with the name of the money on it.
Like a 1-inch by 2-inch paper slip.
Yeah. And so you would collect them by, I don't know, good behavior?
Yeah, it was mostly good behavior. And like, if you got good grades or something, they might reward you with however many they deem good enough for your grade. And you would just be collecting them.
And I, you know, I was, besides talking, I was a good kid who made good grades. So like, I would kind of save up mine. And there was a school store. You could get like fun pencils. You could get fancy erasers. You could get
some toys were in there.
Random trinkets that they probably got from the Oriental Trading catalog. but you could also spend them on a school dance, because like, I don't know if it was like once a year, they would do like a dance at the school. And I think they maybe did it based off of your grade. I don't know, but I don't remember that much. But
So like they paired a couple grades together, maybe.
But if you had enough money, you could buy a ticket to the dance. And oh my god, class, elementary school dances,
free food,
bro,
free juice.
Yes, them dances. I am always so shocked when I think about it, how many versions of Crank That Soldier Boy existed. Crank That Batman, Crank That Spider-Man, Crank That SpongeBob, Superman. Crank That, like, there was so many Crank That's, and they would play them all at the dance, back, bro.
Because I have a very clear memory. It was like probably one of the last dances I went to of there being a dance circle around. Well, I won't say dance. It was a circle around two people in the middle. And it was to one of those Soldier Boy Crank That songs. I don't remember which one. Let's just say Spider-Man. But I think it was at first just everybody just dancing, doing their own thing. But then these two students were just like, and so they just started slowly forming a circle around them. And I'm like, what is going on? Because I'm going to eat my snacks. And I'm like, what's happening? So I creep over and I get a good vantage point to look in the middle. And they are tearing it up in the middle to like three different versions of Crank That.
Oh my God, man. Like, I miss those days.
It was actually really, it was hilarious to watch. I never was in the middle. I was too like,
I was a wallflower averse. From the beginning.
That's why I was drinking my Capri Sun in the corner, because that's mostly what I want. I just wanted to get out of class.
Yeah, everybody just wanted to get out of class.
Yeah.
So it paid to be good because you had a lot of school money.
I remember in second grade, that teacher was extra generous with giving me the currency because I started racking. I had literal stacks. Like, I was saving them up to the point where I started getting, like, crafty in, like, third, fourth grade, mostly. But it, I guess it kind of started in second because I made this wallet out of paper.
You used to make so
Yes, many. I oh think the second grade one was just really, like, rudimentary, like, super basic. Like, I probably just folded paper in half and taped it or something. I got really fancy with it in fourth grade, but which I'll probably talk about in a next part because I have still random elementary school memories. But I would just save them up and put them in a little wallet, and people were getting mad at me. Like, the students in the class, they'd be like, you're just a teacher's pet, or like, you're just doing this to get more of the currency. And I'm like, I'm literally just doing my work and turning it in. Like, I'm not even trying outwardly to do anything. I was just like, I'm just trying to mind my business. Like, I'm trying to get out. I think maybe I still held a grudge from first grade. Like, but I had a lot of those currencies, and I would just go to the school store and be like, I could buy y'all out of your stock right now. Like, I had over 1,000 at one point. And I was like, they came in like ones, fives.
Yeah.
What was the highest one?
I don't know, but
maybe 20 or something.
I don't know.
But I had a lot.
I think I still have some of the random things that I bought, because I think I mentioned in a recent episode, I'm low-key a hoarder, and I've gotten really good over the years. I've purchased a lot of my things, but there was a piano-shaped pencil sharpener that I'm pretty sure I still have. And for a while, there was like this long bendy pencil that I used to have. But yeah, I think I still have the pencil sharpener at least.
I remember because we went to the same elementary school, but we are like 4 years apart. And after second grade for me, you had left.
Did I give you my leftovers?
You gave me, not all of them, but I remember you gave me like a nice stack. And I was like, oh, I'm running there like, I'm a businesswoman. Like, I had so many, and people were like,
don't get mad because you don't have siblings.
Right. I'm like, I can't prepare y'all. Oh, like, I can buy you out only one month into the school year. And I'm like,
is that what it was instead of the teacher just giving you a lot?
No, or that happened too. Because okay. she was, I think she just, I don't know, because I was really quiet in second grade. So I just remember, I think she was just being a little too generous to me because she would give me more than like the next person for like a similar grade. Like, she'll give me 5 extra. And I'm like, I mean, I'm not gonna say nothing, but thanks.
True or false? Could you use them to buy a ticket to the Tides game? Because they would do a Tides game like, I don't know if it was once a year or something. Yes. I only went one time, but I feel like you could use the money to maybe buy a ticket.
The same guy we were talking about earlier, like the guidance counselor dude, he was part of, like, was he in charge or he was just one of the chaperones?
One of the chaperones, because at least. I don't know.
I don't know if I've ever really spent, maybe I did spend the money to get it, because I remember after I was in Girls in the Room, we were in it. Like, he was like, y'all want to go? We were like, yeah. He's like, all right. I'm like, hey.
Yeah, I don't remember how that went down, if we had to pay for our ticket or what.
But they would really only take the students they could trust and not, like, go crazy.
I only went one time, and I do not remember. Yeah,
I went a couple. I remember I brought my DS to one of them, because I was like, I really just want to get out of school. I don't know anything about baseball. So I brought my DS and I took selfies. I still have them. I took selfies with my friends at a Tights game once. And one guy, who he probably does not remember me, but he was sitting in my 5th grade table. He went with us and he looked so bothered in that picture. He just was like, I don't want to be in your picture.
Oh, no.
But I was like, come on, let's take a selfie. He's just like.
Oh, you had a DSi.
Mm-hmm.
Man, in 4th grade, I'm pretty sure it was 4th grade, we went to Jamestown. And on the trip there, they were telling us you can bring a, I don't even know how they worded it, something that's probably like outdated now. You can bring a game console, you can bring a device, whatever, because this was before people had cell phones.
Yeah.
But they were like, you can bring a game on the bus with you for the ride there. And I bought a game. I had a Game Boy then. I don't think I had I may have had my DS by then, but I bought an Avatar game, some little Avatar game specifically for.
I was talking about that like last month.
You're going for real?
Yeah, because I was like, I never got past Combustion Man.
Oh, no, this was a. I'm pretty sure this is a different game.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, because that was a DS game.
Yeah, yeah, I'll show you afterwards, but I'm pretty sure it was one for a Game Boy. And that's I played that on the way there. And then I don't even remember what that trip to Jamestown was like, girl, except I bought a apple cider bottle, a personal size apple cider bottle from the gift shop, and they put it in a brown paper bag. So when I got home, my granddad was like, "What the heck did you buy at Jamestown?" And of course, all the boys bought like toy guns and like were being just annoying with them.
Of course.
What were you going to say?
I think we went to Jamestown probably once in fourth grade, and the only thing I remember was the chicken coop. Like, I just more remember than me. Just chickens walking around. I was like, oh, are they allowed to do that?
And they did it in 1609 or whatever.
Now that you came home with your brown paper bag, you were like, I'm just living like the colonists did. Like, they said immersion.
That is so funny. But yeah, I think we can get a couple more points out as to not make this a 10-hour video. It's going to be multiple parts, but we do want to make them digestible. So any last minute rapid fire things you want to bring up? Because I got a couple. And
so one of my best friends that I'm still close with today, I met her in fifth grade, and she remembers the story more clearly than I do, because my memory's just trash. But I do remember I was sitting, they had like rows of seats, like three to a row, I think, because of however she had the desk arranged in a room, it was to make like more walkable areas. So it was like short little sections. And I sat directly behind her. We were both in the middle seat, but I was in a row behind her. And the way she remembers it, and I do remember this way too, is that she turned around one day. Mind you, we're both really quiet and we both really minded our business in fifth grade. Like, we're the type of people that just look like we probably hate you because we're just silent and don't really make the move to say anything. But if you come talk to us and then we're friendly, we probably just won't shut up. Like, we're chill. And she turns around and she was like, yeah, I gathered the courage because you looked nice enough for me to just ask if I could borrow your crayons for whatever assignments. She was like, hey, can I borrow your crayons? And I was like, oh, sure. And I gave her my box. And I guess maybe the gesture of like me just opening the box for her, like giving her the box, she was like, you're the one. Like, I think she was pretty much the one who adopted me, even though we were both like introverts. So we're just like, you know, we're in this together.
Did you have the 64 count with the sharpener in the back?
I did at one point, but I think I had like the 24 or 48 or something then, but it might've just been like the 24. But yeah, we met over crayons, and I made a joke I was like, if I ever get married, I'm going to have part of the decorations, like a centerpiece with crayons involved, because like you've always been there. Like, you were always there, and I'm acknowledging you at my wedding.
Oh, I was about to say, you make it sound like you're getting married to her.
No, like you're just going to be a part of the, like if I have like a memory type theme, I don't know.
Oh yeah.
I'm not like, getting married, but I was like, I'm going to have a cute little crayon box, and it's going to be for you.
That's cute.
And we're still friends to this day. This was the era before we had cell phones. We would only communicate outside of school through email. And I remember we had the longest email thread ever. Like, I wonder if I can try to hunt it down. I don't know if they've expired at this point. That'd be really sad if they did. But we would recommend each other songs like every week of stuff that we've been listening to. And we'd be like, song of the week, this, go check this out. And then like, if we had the wherewithal to post a link in the email, we would, because I can't remember if we did all that. But yeah, that was a great time, the simpler times of our email threads. Hi, how are you doing at home during the summer?
Like, seriously, when I was brain dumping for this episode earlier, under, I think, middle school, I had put that I went to this summer camp that was called, well, I don't know if I can say the name because I don't know if it's just for our area, but it was an algebra preparedness thing. And I met this girl there. We like became best buddies there, but she wasn't going to the same middle school or into the same high school. Where was it? We weren't going to the same school after that summer. So it was kind of sad, but we were like, let's keep in contact though. So we exchanged emails and we literally would just be talking through emails. And I went and looked up to see if they were still like in my inbox so that I can get a time frame for when I went to that camp. And I was reading some of the emails and I was like,
what point did you look it up? Like recently?
Today.
Oh, so maybe mine are there. Well, mine's
like, I had a Yahoo account. I don't know if you had a Gmail, so I don't know if they keep it the same. So yeah, it was. Now, some of the stuff in the emails, like there were clearly images attached, but they aren't there anymore. But yeah, I also, like, as I was scrolling through her things, I was seeing like other people that I was having email threads with. It was like, it was like you and 20 people. And it was just me saying, Hey, such and such, how are you today? Hey, such and such, how are you today? Like, I think it just grouped it because maybe the subject line was the same. It wasn't a group chat. It wasn't a group chat, but I think the email just grouped it together because the subject line was the same.
I only ever talked to her through email. Like, I was like, I have one friend, I'm good.
Oh my, and when I was in middle school, I met one of my, he was my best friend for like a long time. But we used to talk through Yahoo Messenger. Like it was a step up from emails. It was an instant messenger, but it was still only Yahoo. And we can only, I think I had a cell phone by then, but it was like still, it wasn't a smartphone, but you could go online on there. So sometimes we would talk on Yahoo Messenger on the internet on the phone. And man, what a time. Wow. But it's so, like, having to communicate like that through people, I mean, through email and stuff like that is so funny, man. It's so funny.
I think back and I'm like, wow, we really did that.
Yes.
Like, good times, though. We made it happen.
We made it happen. Want to talk to my friend? Well, I'm going to be at the computer after school for, like, an hour and a half, and then I have to do my homework. So be up there. Or, like, you do your homework first, and then you're going to be like, I should be done with it in an hour. So so get on there. Afterwards,
we would be making summer plans. Like after the school year ended, we'd be making plans through email. We lived really close to each other, so it was easy to just do that. And we'd be like, "Yeah, see you this weekend." Send email,
so girl. That is great. I almost
I'm glad we have that shared. I didn't know you did that too.
Yeah, yeah. With several friends, apparently, because I was seeing some other things. But that was also the good times of not having to be connected to people 24/7, like having your phone in your head. What's the thing, like synchronous and asynchronous or whatever, like not, you just feel so obligated to respond to people. But like once upon a time, I was only available between this hour and this hour, and that was acceptable. So like we should get back to that a little bit instead of
we're the generation that had equally both experiences pre super technology, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And then after.
I do have a couple other like elementary things, but we can throw that into the next episode.
Yeah,
because
I still have like half my list of elementary alone. Actually, I went through most of mine, but one of them would have taken a while because that was like a character shift for me. So
I think I do want to end it on something. Did you want to end it on that, or do you want to say like, yeah, one more thing? I think this was also fifth grade, sixth grade. Fast math. There was this computer program, computer software called Fast Math, and it would have games with different themes, all aimed at testing your multiplication, well, all your math ability.
Yeah, it was math.
So there was like one with a space theme where it was like rocket ships in it, and you had to do something. The one that that is the one I remember the most. The one with monkeys. But yeah, I think there was a racing one or whatever. But they used to have like, if you can do this in fast math, you like, I don't know if it was like extra credit or what, but it was kind of like a street cred thing, like a clout thing, if you were really good at fast math. And that was probably the last time I was that good at math.
Your classmates would know, because the, at least how the computer lab that we would go in would look in fourth grade, I think it was like a square room and computers are lining each wall. So if you're sitting like this, you can just turn your head and see like all the computer screens on the other wall. And once you achieve certain things in fast math, you would get little rewards, like skins for your, they didn't call it skins back then, but like your home screen had like,
you could change the background.
You can change the background essentially and like the style. And there was a screen that showed like all the different styles you could get. If you look over and you see someone like three-fourths of their screen has all the unlocked, you're just like,
why are you a beast for?
Yeah, like, smart for, like, I only got like the first two rows. Like it was a bragging rights kind of thing.
Yes, it was.
And I just remember the day that I finally maxed out my multiplication table and I like mastered all of them. And I could see all, like, the full screen was, like, completely covered in the numbers. Because at first it was, like, the areas you didn't master was grayed out. And then the ones you did was, like, lit up in white. Once my whole thing was full, I'm like, I peaked. Like, y'all can't say nothing to me.
I have made it in life.
I've made it.
I'm the top, like, student ever. I'm the student ever.
I am the student ever.
But, yeah.
It was great. I feel like this obsolete now.
They probably got some other kind of, like, I mean, people have to test the math skills.
They probably have other programs, though.
Well, they will never be fast math.
They will never be her.
Dang, cool math too. All right,
I was about to bring up cool math. Oh my God. That was still our time though, but cool math.
No one went up there. Majority like math. No.
Nobody went up there to do the math parts. We went up there straight for the games. Papa's Pizzeria.
Pop Tropica, the Fire Girl and whatever.
Oh.
Water Boy.
Yeah. Some like racing game. Parking Mania. That was my favorite.
Wait, no, because I literally like 2 years ago, sometime during the pandemic, I went to Fast Math and played that game.
That game was amazing. Like I had to find
some like old version. There's some kind of like Time Machine type website, because the current website you can't play it or something. I don't know, but yeah, I was playing Parking Mania.
Adobe Flash or whatever,
something
it was
like that.
And then that was obsolete, and then you couldn't play half the things with cool math. Oh my God, so sad.
There wasn't that. What was the stick figure game where you had to like jump over cars? I don't know, but anyway, yeah. Fast math was one thing. Cool math.
Fast math,
nothing like it.
You couldn't take no shortcuts. Like it was straight up. Do you know this math or not?
That was educational.
That was actually
fast
educational.
Math was fun. I mean, cool math was
fun. Yeah, cool math was fun, even though there was a whole tab and website section that had math.
And I used it. I used it before, but
I don't think I ever.
I did. I had to.
I probably clicked on the link and scrolled and was like, oh, that's nice. And it went back to the games because I'm not in a computer lab to do
the Papa suite of games. Honestly,
the Papa suite,
cool math was just
the Monopoly
of Papa's
games. I played all
Goodness
of them.
Gracious. But yeah, we're going to wrap this one up. Because
we could keep yapping.
And we will in a future episode.
Part 3 and 4 and 5.
So thanks for watching or listening.
If there was any like stories that you could relate to or that was like weird to you because it wasn't in your school, let us know.
Yes. And make sure to tune in a couple weeks for the next episode. Remember to follow us on @RelatedNotePod. @RelatedNotePod on Instagram and X, Twitter, whatever. And listen to us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And
until we yap again.
Bye.